This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As her U.S. Senate seat faces increasing challenges and after undercover investigators make allegations of possibly illegal campaign contributions from Planned Parenthood, incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill is demanding her opponent take time off the campaign trail to investigate those who make the allegations. Stories at lifenews.com are blowing holes in the empty rhetoric that tries to say American women love current abortion policy. Abortion advocates at NARAL say suburban women, even some Republicans, in battleground districts support abortion rights. Pro-life workers with Students for Life counter this and other arguments and are taking their message door-to-door in those battleground campaigns. This is Life News Radio. The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, Margo Cleveland, a lawyer and writer for The Federalist, has uncovered emails in an ACLU lawsuit against Catholic bishops' immigration work showing how the Obama administration regularly moved teens to states where it was easy to get abortions without parental consent. The Gosnell movie continues being snubbed by media elites. The story is a compelling review of inner-city abortion, poor law, and media indifference. And following a June U.S. Supreme Court ruling, a federal court says California must now officially stop forcing pregnancy centers to promote abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.